Consumers today are juggling home, family, and work responsibilities. Sometimes they need to know the trade-offs between scratch cooking and using convenience foods and how to balance their food choices and resources so they can eat well, have time for other activities, and stay within their budget. So, do you think that you have to cook from scratch in order to eat healthy? Or do you think that it's too expensive and time-consuming to eat healthy? Well, think about some of the reasons that you don't cook at home and instead go out to eat or go to the drive-thru. Oftentimes, I will hear the reason being time. So let's talk about time. Often we forget that time is a resource just like money. Consider the following meal options of fast food and takeout compared to making a meal at home. You spend nearly as much time picking up the fast food, and the fast food is higher in fat and sodium as well as cost. If you compare the fast food meal to the homemade one, the savings of $7.15 per meal, or whatever it may be, can add up to a savings of over $2,600 in 1 year. And using convenience food, the meal is on the table pretty quickly. But we do need to mention shopping time and cleanup time. And hopefully you can make a kind of a list of some of the meals that you can make a little bit cheaper so that you can still enjoy some of your favorite foods, but instead of eating out, you can make it yourself. We want to make sure that we're setting goals for our family's eating plan. If you start to think about healthy foods that you can make meals quickly and easy to put together, because oftentimes we're tempted to pick up fast food or go out to eat when there's nothing to eat in the house. If we would spend a little bit of time planning and keeping food on hand, then it would be very easy to prepare more meals and snacks at home. At your local cooperative extension office, we teach a variety of different workshops to help you know how to plan meals, how to eat healthy, how to be more physically active, how to prevent or delay chronic diseases such as heart disease or diabetes. Whenever you're looking at your home and you're looking at what you need to have in a well-stocked pantry, you need to make sure that you have things from all five food groups: your grains, your fruits, your vegetables, dairy, and protein. Looking at grains, fruits, and vegetables, we want to make sure that your grains are a whole grain. The whole grain contains the entire kernel. The three parts of the whole grain are the bran, the germ, and the endosperm. Whole grains are less processed, so they contain more natural nutrients. You can, there's so many different types of grains, whether it's bagels, crackers, bread, rice, but trying to add a lot of variety to our diet. Grains can provide carbohydrates, which serve as an energy source, as well as many B vitamins, iron, and fiber. Many different things you want to think about when you're looking for grains or any products is you want to check the date so you're buying the freshest products. Make sure you check the packages for any tears or holes. Then we're going to move on to fruits. Fruits provide vitamin A and C, as well as fiber. Fruit comes in many forms, such as canned, frozen, and fresh, so you can enjoy them all year round. Fruits are also sweet, so you can use them for your dessert at a meal or for a snack. When buying canned fruits, of course, avoid the dented, rusty, or bulging cans. Pay attention to the use-by dates. When buying frozen fruits, the fruit should be frozen individually. Avoid packages frozen in one block because the product has been thawed and refrozen. Vegetables also come in many forms. They provide vitamins A, C, and fiber. As a bonus, many of them are low in calorie. When you're buying fruit, you want to make sure that you're getting the fruit in its own juice instead of the syrup, even if it's light syrup or heavy syrup. When you're buying canned vegetables, you want to make sure that you try to get the either reduced sodium or no salt added varieties so that you aren't increasing the salt in your diet. And making sure that even when you're buying frozen vegetables. You're paying attention to whether they've already been seasoned or if they're in some kind of sauce, because that's going to increase the amount of sodium in that. These are just a couple of things and tips to help you eat healthy at home. We want you to eat well and be able to cook healthy meals without having to break the bank going out to eat at all of the fast food or out to eat places. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.